It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They start out this week with mention of what they're calling a weekend arts sampler.
With a gallery hop and the Art Showcase Weekend, which the Art Showcase Weekend by LexArts gives people an idea of all that Lexington has to offer with the arts. It's going on Friday through Sunday at several venues throughout town. And also Gallery Hop is going to usher that in. Gallery Hop is 5 to 8 on Friday. And as a lot of people know, it's free. And it's a self-guided tour of local venues. And we have some new exhibits this time around with Kentucky Roots at Christ Church Cathedral Gallery. And that has 11 artists from the Knobs in Eastern Kentucky. And that's curated by Jennifer Stanley of Waco. And also we have over at the Living Arts and Science Center, Joel Feldman and Todd Hertzberg with Fables. These are two printmakers. And they're exploring the myths of fables, of Aesop's fables. So I think that'll be interesting because you think of printmaking as a classic form of art, and then but they're taking a modern look at the fables. But I know there's also a lot of other events going on this weekend. Isn't that right, Rich?
It is, outside of Art Showcase Weekend, which, you know, seems to take the concept of gallery hop and just kind of expand it through a weekend and multi-platforms and stuff. But also at the Opera House, you have Barefoot in the Park, which is kind of interesting that this play shows up while Studio Players is doing the Gingerbread Lady. So it's kind of a mini Neil Simon festival going on here. And Barefoot in the Park was one of Neil Simon's first big hits. It debuted on Broadway in 1963 and is coming back to the stage here this weekend. Another big show going on at the Burl on Saturday night brings two very familiar names back home to Lexington, the Wooks and Newtown, which are both very popular bluegrass-based bands. You know, they kind of expand on the bluegrass concept in their own ways, but they'll be holding forth at the Burl. We've also got a great cover story on Weekender this week about Avery Crabtree, who is a mainstay at Austin City Saloon, and Jordan Simonson just got into you know, where his music comes from and his passion for doing it and all that great stuff. And that's in Weekender and at lexgo.com. But you know, the big deal this weekend is basketball.
And we have boys Sweet 16 as well as women's NCAA.
That's right. The boys Sweet 16 going on at Rupp Arena. And it's one of those things, if you have never gone to it, it's just a quintessential Kentucky thing to see the boys Sweet 16 and you know, see the high schools really battling it out for the state championship. And then over at Memorial Coliseum, we have the start of the women's NCAA tournament with a lot of familiar regional names. Kentucky, of course, Belmont, Ohio State, and Western Kentucky. So that is yet another form of entertainment you can indulge in this weekend.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at our website at weku.fm.